Appreciate the Lord for another opportunity to be back at your way of listening. I'm thankful for His mercy that renews every morning, His compassions that never fail. I'm sure thankful I know Him as my personal Savior today. I know most people know Him and what He did. They know His name, how He left the splendor of heaven, how He died and shed His blood at Calvary. He left the splendor of heaven and He knew His destiny. I'm thankful that He fulfilled every scripture that was written about Him of old. He crossed every T and dotted every I concerning the scripture. And I'm so thankful that He's perfect. He's precious. He's everything that we stand in need of. He's our answer to every problem. He just helps us through every sin and everything we go through. I'm so thankful that I've called out to Him with all of my heart, with that broken heart and contrite spirit. I called out on Him just like that. I was sorry that I had sinned against Him. I wasn't sorry that I was getting in trouble, that I had all this burden, you know, and trouble upon my heart and upon my mind, and the devil working on me so strong. I wasn't sorry because I was going through stuff. I was sorry that I sinned against God. I realized who I was. I was a sinner, hell-bound, going straight to a devil's burning hell. That's where I was headed. And if you're not saved today, that's where you're headed. That's the truth. And that's what you need to hear in order to get convicted, in order to have true salvation. Without conviction, there is no conversion. But I'm thankful that I had conviction when I was sitting under the God-called preacher, a man that was preaching the Word of God. He was stood in the gap and made up the hedge. He was really preaching God's Word with the power of God on him. I felt the love coming out of him. He wasn't preaching hellfire and brimstone, as people tried to say, and, oh, you can't preach about hell. Oh, you can't preach about their sins and things that they've done bad. Just encourage them and just talk about heaven only. But see, if you talked about heaven only, then how in the world can they know about a place and how to get, you know, shun hell? It said shun hell, but there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. See, they wouldn't know about it if you didn't tell them. If you didn't tell them about their sins, they would have no knowledge of the truth. And I'm here today to try to speak the truth. I'm not trying to send people to hell. I'm not trying to put people in hell. I love people. I love souls. If you, anybody that knows me, when I talk to them, they know that I love people. I don't care what color, what nationality, what religion you are. I'm here to be your friend. I want to help you. I want to tell you about a man named Jesus and what He's done for me, how much peace He gives and the joy that He gives. The Bible, Paul wrote, he said, His joy unspeakable and full of glory. I really can't put it into words what he's saying. It's just pure joy and peace and happiness and satisfaction, being content finally over those 7 years. I first heard the Word of God when I was 13 years old. I was just a young boy, void of understanding. I didn't understand a whole lot. I was blinded by the God of this world. That God of this world is the devil. He had my mind so strong. He was going down a broad way that led to destruction. I was headed that way. I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew, I heard, you know, the demonic forces working on my mind and telling me to try this and try that. And every time I would come up more empty than I was before, I just wasn't satisfied. I was just troubled. I was angry. I was depressed all the time. I didn't know who to talk to. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to carry a conversation. They thought they would put me in speech class. They thought I was colorblind. I didn't know. I just didn't know what to say. I had so much trouble in my mind. I was just depressed and angry all the time. But I'm so thankful that this poor man cried and the Lord heard my cry and delivered me out of every trouble that I've ever had. Those 7 years from that 13 years old all the way to 20 years old. 20 years old is when I got saved, but those 7 years felt like they were just 50 years long. It was so chaotic, so confusing. I just went from one thing to a next. You give a baby a pacifier, and eventually that baby's going to start crying again because it wants something else. Maybe it's hungry. Maybe it's tired. That's exactly the way what the devil was treating me. He gave me a pacifier here to try this. Well, here, he's getting tired of that now. Let's bring him over here. Let's wean him over here to this. And it just kept having the same process for 7 years long, and it was just a terrible time. But I'm so thankful the Word of God came again the second time. The Bible talks about the Word of God being coming back the second time. Don't let it be after the second time. Try to really just take heed to the Word of God today. Don't let it go to the third and fourth and fifth time, because you may not ever have that second or third or fourth or fifth time the Word of God coming to you. If you hear me now, you've heard me before, or you've heard this type of preaching before, don't let it fall to the ground. Call out on God. Really call out on Him. Just ask Him for mercy and forgiveness of your sins. And yes, you are a sinner, and so am I. We're all sinners. We've all done bad. We've all done sins. We've all come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. We come forth out of the womb speaking lies as babies. You don't have to teach babies to do evil. It already comes natural in them. It's in this rotten flesh. You have to teach them to do good. That's what it's talking about. When the baby comes forth speaking lies, we're born in iniquity. And sin shaped of iniquity. That's what we have to do, is teach our children the way that is good, the way that is right. We have to be the examples in front of them so that this won't be, you know, this world won't be even worse. But see, this world is just getting chaotic and just terrible, murders and raping and just perversion and nudeness and nakedness across all the face of the earth. It's just terrible. They'll kill each other over a few dollars or over a girlfriend or boyfriend. It's a terrible time that we live in. All you got to do is open your eyes and just see that some things in the news or something that you hear about, it's just terrible time. It's happening everywhere. But I know God's in charge. I pray that He would just have mercy on our country and on our people, and the people that are trying to, you know, seek God. They don't really understand what's going on. They're looking for something to satisfy them, but they don't really know what to look for. You see, I wish everybody could just hear the real word of God being preached like I did when I was 13 years old. And when the word of God came again the second time, when I was 20 years old, that's when I finally received something from God. When I finally got over my rotten self, I said, Lord, please have mercy. I'm tired of running the way that I'm running. I'm tired of running after sins and trying this and trying that. I've just come up empty every time, Lord. I'm just empty on the inside. I'm so angry. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to pray, Lord, but I pray that You would please help me. I'm just crying out to You with all of my heart. Just please deliver me from these demons. Please deliver me from this trouble that's overwhelming my heart and my mind. I can't take it anymore. And when I said that, when I prayed that with all of my heart was broke. I was contrite. I really meant what I said and said what I meant. I was on the knees of my heart. I was crying out to God with all of my heart. I was determined that day. I was in service. My head was bowed in the back of the church. I sat in the back at that time. My head was bowed. The word of God was being preached, and I felt like the preacher was staring right at me in the top of my head. When I was looking down, he was pointing his finger at me, but it wasn't him. It was the Holy Spirit beckoning me, speaking to me. It was my turn. It was my time to get saved there. See, if it's your time to get saved, don't neglect the word of God. Don't push it aside. Just call out on Him. Receive Him with all your heart. Receive the King of Glory. Open up your heart and let the King of Glory come in. That's exactly what I did. But I prayed at the church that time. I remember it just like it was yesterday. It's almost been 6 years. It's unbelievable how fast time goes. But I know time is short and Jesus is coming back soon. We can read in the book of Revelation about the Laodicean church age. We're in that times where they don't want to hear the word of God. They just teaching themselves, and they want teachers that will just tickle their ears, and they want people that just, it's all about roses and tulips and just beautiful and all the time. But see, if you open up your eyes just a little bit, God gives us a God-given conscience. He gave us common sense. It depends on how much you want to use it. We can see the devil working. He's on a rampage. The Bible said he's a roaring lion walking to and fro, seeking to whom he may devour. But I'm so thankful that he didn't devour me. He can't take me to hell no more. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm not afraid of dying anymore. I know if I died right now, if God came back and got me right now, I would go straight to heaven and be at His precious feet. I would be kneeling down and just crying out to Him and saying, Lord God Almighty, all is Yours. Any soul that I may have won, any work that I may have done for God, it's all going to be cast right back at His precious feet, because it was Him that left heaven. It was Him that died on the cross of Calvary. It was the Lord Jesus Christ that did everything for us, and He continues to watch over us. He continues to give me good health. He gives me food on my table and shoes on my feet. He gives me a family that loves me, and the church where the real word of God is preached. He had this Bible written for us that we could read and study and have comfort in. He gave us a place of prayer. He gave us talents to maybe sing or play instruments and just everything. We can see how the world works. People are foolish and ignorant to say that there is no God. We can look at these blue skies, look at the white fluffy clouds, and look at the trees, look at the grass, look at the animals that have breath. There's no way man can build that. They don't just appear in the midair and just thin air. They come walking out of the woods as humans, and then we come back as monkeys or come back as a butterfly. That's foolish talk. God created. It said He created man And he created the woman. He took a rib out of the man to create the woman. And to create the man, it was the dust of the earth. And he breathed into the nostril and he became a living soul. That's the only way that it happened. He created all these animals and Adam gave names to these animals. And he created all the trees and all the light. He created the sun, the moon, and the stars, the planets. He created everything. But one day after a while, judgment is going to come. And everything that we see with a natural eye or all these telescopes, all of it's going to perish and pass away. Everything you see is temporal. But I'm so thankful that His Word is forever and ever and ever. This free gift of eternal life, the salvation that I'm talking about, is forever and ever and ever. There's two places of eternity. It's heaven and there's hell. I pray with all of my heart that you, if you're listening today, that you would not go to hell. I want to see us together in heaven. I want you to call out on God with all of your heart. Really be remorse. Really be sorry that you sinned against God. You see, we're all sinners. I knew I was a sinner. See, when I heard the Word of God, it got right down inside my heart. It started dealing with me. It started speaking to me. I was getting convicted. Maybe you're feeling a little bit on the edge of your seat. Maybe you just want to turn this radio station off or my YouTube channel. Maybe you just want to turn it off right now. But see, that's the devil. That's just the devil trying to take you the wrong way. But it's the convictions of your heart. That's what you need. You need convictions in order to have that conversion that I'm talking about. I love you today. I don't want you to go to hell. I don't want anybody to go to hell, but I see so many preachers today, so many people in the back in the pulpit, they're trying to take all your money. These people on the TV stations and a lot of people on the radio stations, they're trying to take your money. I don't want your money. I could care less. I don't care anything about your money, what you make, what your social status is, how famous you are. I don't care who you are. I don't even have to know your name. I just want your soul to be saved. That's all that I care about, is your soul being saved and going to heaven. I don't want you to have that torment of the hell fire that burns forever and ever and ever. There be no rest day nor night. Hell is enlarging itself every day. Don't you want your family to go to heaven? Don't you want your friends and your loved ones and the people that you work with to go to heaven? Maybe it's your turn to get saved right now. Why don't you call out on God? Maybe He can use you to speak to your friends and your family, your kids, your husband, your wife, your brothers, sisters, grandma, grandpa, whoever it may pertain to you. Maybe you can get saved today through this message, through this preaching of the Word of God. Why don't you just call out on Him with all your heart? I know God's dealing with you. I don't have to see you, but the Holy Spirit's given the message about salvation today. Really, remorse. Really be contrite. If you don't understand, just talking about being remorse, being sorry that you sinned against God. I know you've probably apologized once in your life. Maybe you did something bad. Maybe you went through a breakup and it was your fault and you apologized for it. You were remorse. You were broke at that time. You really meant what you said. See, that's the same thing you got to be with God. But see, this is a one-time salvation. There is no 30, 60, or 90-day plans. When God saves you, thank God it's eternal. It's eternal salvation. It's a one-time deal. This is, you see people that tell you, oh, I've been saved when I was 30. Oh, I got saved again when I was 60. I got saved like 15 times in my life. No, this is a one-time salvation. And when you get saved, you have peace in your heart. You got joy in your heart. You know when you die, you know where you're going. You're going to heaven. It's a beautiful and such a comfort to my soul that when I die, I'm comforted now that I'm going straight to heaven. I'll go see my Lord Jesus that died for me, that shed His precious blood at Calvary. What a death He died. Those stakes that He brought through His hands, and they just drove through His feet and His hands, and they put a crown of thorns upon His head, and the blood trickled down His face. Listen to what I'm saying. He did it for you. He did it for me. He did it for every man, boy, woman, and girl. He died for us all. He didn't have to leave the splendor of heaven. He didn't have to die for a sinner such as us. He didn't have to do that, but He did. And so therefore, we must cry out to Him in forgiveness of our sins, because we've all sinned. If we did not sin, He wouldn't have had to leave heaven. You see, He wouldn't have had to give the Bible and, you know, shed His precious blood at Calvary. It wouldn't make any sense. He would have died a vain death. He would have did it for no reason. If there was nothing that we had to do by giving our broken heart and contrite spirit to Him, then He died a vain death, you see. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. It's the gift of God, not of works. It's not a baptism. It's not turning over a new leaf. It's not giving your alms or your money to a pastor or to a church. You know, you can help build a church a little bit with your money. That's good if you're doing it the right way. But most people are doing doing is padding their back pockets, but I see my time's about gone. Do some praying today. It's in Jesus' precious name, and amen.